Dem's Eye 2028, the next generation emerges. Genuinely, I would have to like fight to will myself to vote for any of these people. Not any of these people. Kamala Harris, no. Gavin Newsom, no. Josh Shapiro, no. Wes Moore, I don't think so, unless I'm mixing him up with somebody else. I would need to look up. Yeah. Bashir, no. Whitmer, no. Pritzker, yeah, I'd vote for him. Tim Walz, not really applicable. He's literally leaving politics. I don't know why he's listed here. He's too weak, no. Spanberger, no. Cory Booker, no. Mark Kelly, no. Ruben Gallego, don't know enough about him. I feel like I recognize him, though. So do I know more about him than I think? Maybe not. John Ossoff, yeah. Alyssa Slotkin, no. Klobuchar, no. AOC, not likely, but yeah, I guess I'd vote for her. Seth Moulton, no. Pete Buttigieg, no. Gina Raimondo, don't know enough. Rahm Emanuel, absolutely the fuck not. Jesus Christ. Gallego, Zionist? Okay, so like basically no to everyone, yeah. What's wrong with Mark Kelly? Zionist. Gallego was on Bill Maher? Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Why no Bashir? Zionist. That's gonna be my answer for like all of them, by the way. Gallego? Gallego. Is Pritzker not a Zionist? I mean, I think he does the liberal Zionism bit, but he's not as bad as most of the other people here for sure. Gallego's known for some transphobia. Yeah, dude, Bashir was on Politico literally earlier today saying that Israel didn't commit a genocide. That just I knew I'd seen that motherfucker on today.
Some of your fellow Democrats have called Israel's actions in Gaza genocide. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's becoming one of those new litmus tests that we said we would never do as a party again. It's trying.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you trying to cancel me? Are you trying to cancel me for being Adolf Hitler and for loving killing people?
To throw out a word, and are you going to raise your hand or are you not going to? I understand that Israel was hit with a terrorist attack, the likes of which it had never seen.
Hey, I wonder if he's against or in favor of litmus tests, if it's supporting Hamas. I just wonder if it's a consistent position that he has. If somebody said they were pro-Hamas during a debate, would he also be like, well, all right, well, we're not doing litmus tests, so let's just move past that. You think he would?
And it has been through a lot. And that it deserves the right to defend itself and to eradicate that terrorist organization. I believe that it could have been done without a lot of the suffering.
Every single one of them. It's like what Tucker Carlson said. All of them talk like they have a gun to their backs. All of them. They are more flippant and dismissive with every other subject. But when it comes to Israel, they lock in, sit up straight, look forward, sweat starts to form in their brow, and they all start repeating the exact same talking points every single time, no exceptions.
But I put a lot of that blame also on Donald Trump. If he'd have said, we are coming in and we are bringing food and aid and you're going to make sure that we're safe, it would have happened.
But given that, I mean,
they always frame the question as fellow Dems calling it a genocide and not every major international human rights org calling it a genocide. Wonder why? Yeah, it's really interesting. It's interesting how willing they are to break from an international consensus on this, you know?
Back to the AIPAC question. Should Democrats be taking money from AIPAC?
Pritzker used to be on AIPAC's board and Ossoff has taken almost $2 million from J Street. I mean, if you want me to like take that position, then sure. You know what? I wouldn't vote for them either. What do you want from me? Okay. I was trying to, I didn't want to just say no to everyone.
I think that's up to each and every Democrat.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Keep in mind, AIPAC has given money to J6 supporting election result deniers on the Republican Party. Like, if you can't even criticize fucking AIPAC, Jesus Christ.
And they can own who they take money from or who they don't. In the end, I think people need to be clear about their stance on these issues. And for me, it's one where I believe that we need a future with an ally in Israel, but we need decision makers there.
Pritzker's become anti-AIPAC in his defense, which shows he's movable. Yeah, but he might just be a J Street guy now, and J Street's just AIPAC. There's no such thing as liberal Zionism.
That are not acting the way that Netanyahu is, and that we need a president that will push when we are seeing humanitarian crises to actually do something about it.
Yeah, like Biden, the doing something about it in that case being supporting more of it. We need a president brave enough to support genocide in a liberal, agreeable way rather than a disagreeable fascist way. He's the only governor who endorsed the bill to block all aid to Israel. Pritzker also called it a genocide. Yeah, I Pritzker is definitely better than basically everyone in this list. He might be more anti-Zionist than AOC in terms of his rhetoric. You know, if he's shifting over to the left, then God bless him. He does have enough money. Yeah, but if it's an AIPAC versus a J Street candidate, I'd rather vote for the J Street lesser evil. No, I think they're exactly the same. In fact, if we had to have a Zionist president, I would rather an openly demonic AIPAC aligned one than a covertly demonic J Street aligned one, because I want people to know where the evil is. I like it's the it's I am shifting now to a position of like the real harm is people losing faith in democracy. So it is better for the future of the republic that people be able to understand where the evil comes from. So I would rather have Randy Fine style Zionism in the presidency than I would Biden style Zionism, because I think they're going to end up supporting the same things. Like, I genuinely don't think Randy Fine would have done much different had he been president, with regards to Israel, of course, during Biden's term. What else are you going to do? Israel got to get away with everything. I thought you said you don't believe in democracy anymore recently, though. I don't believe in democracy because it's so bad and dysfunctional. Like, democracy, bourgeois democracy, managed democracy, all media, Zionist, everyone everywhere is lying to you all the time. No, in this environment, I don't think democracy is functional. But one of the ways to incur more honesty is getting, you know, people who are open about how evil they are up there. In this respect, I would say that Trump being president is better for democracy than Biden being president, because Trump is so openly evil, so obviously corrupt and onerous, that you can at least identify the nature of the rot, whereas Biden was, in many respects, atrocious for this country, but because of this, you know, affable presentation, it's difficult for people to understand where the rot was. Again, the rot that's destroying our country right now is not caused by Trump. Trump is just an openly corrupt president, and he's very, very bad, yes. But the underlying forces that are destroying this country are the product of a bipartisan consensus that Democrats have historically been better at defending than Republicans, you know? That's why every time a Republican is president, the Democrats go, "You fucking idiots, I could have done a better job doing what you're doing." They don't oppose what the Republicans are doing necessarily, they oppose the competency with which they're doing it. That's why so many Democrats say stuff like, "Well, Obama managed to deport more people than you, Trump, and he did it quieter too." Okay, all right. Biden did the same thing with Israel. Can AIPAC really ruin these politicians' lives? Nah, AIPAC can't really ruin their lives. It's just that in order to be a politician, you have to be a shameless, money-grubbing, corrupt piece of shit, basically. Real political candidates with real heart and real ambitions are difficult to corrupt, so they don't make it that far. That's why the Democrats were so insistent that Janet Mills win the Senate race in Maine rather than Graham Platner. They want the people who are in charge to be these, like, malleable, formless blobs who can be just paid to say this or that or the other. They don't want a bunch of opinionated people in office, because as soon as you get that, you get, like, democracy. Yeah, it's why they hate Mamdani. Yep, 100%. AIPAC is aware of the fact that having disingenuous people in power is the only way they get to do what they want. If you start having passionate, like, sincere people in power, the Zionism's era is fucking done, man. Its age of control over the United States is gone. The moment you get a functioning democracy, that shit is done. It's out the window. What's the bare minimum a Dem candidate has to say in Israel to be viable? I don't know, man. It's pretty malleable. And the circumstances change and might change in the future, too. I don't know. I'm not a wizard. Pritzker has been the only Dem openly talking about prosecuting all Trump admin officials. God bless him. I don't know why he called it Project 2029, though. Just saying no military aid. I don't even care if they're Zionist, just no aid. I mean, at this point, like, I would start demanding fucking loyalty oaths. Okay. Listen, in the same way that Congress keeps putting forward virtue signal bills, like, "I support the state of Israel, it's anti-Semitic to criticize Israel," put forward a bill, "I support America over all other nations, including Israel." Specifically name Israel in the bill. I just want to see who'd vote against it. It should be the easiest, it should be a 100% pass. I am loyal and support, first and foremost, the United States. You are literally an elected official representing the United States. This should be a one-to-one. I have a feeling a lot of politicians would take an issue with this just because they're so terrified of breaking with the, like, the perception of loyalty. You literally swear an oath of office? Yeah, you do. And I don't know. I just like to see how many of them take issue with it. I guarantee you that at least a couple of politicians would call it anti-Semitic to say that they are loyal first and foremost to the United States. It's getting pretty damn bad here. I do hate Israel. Sorry. I had nothing to say except for that. Don't they already have to take an oath that says that? Yeah, but I just, like, if you're an elected official representing the United States, I feel like the statement, "I am loyal to and support America first and foremost over all other countries," should be a very easy one. By the way, if you can force members of Congress to sign on to a virtue signal bill, that is, or not bill, but like a memorandum that essentially just says, like, "I support Israel," why can't you do that for America? Or why can't you do it for opposing Israel? You can do it for opposing Iran. Why can't you do it for opposing Israel? "I support America over Israel. America is a better country than Israel. I am loyal to America over Israel." Guarantee you some people are going to lose their fucking minds, mostly Christian Zionists. Lose their fucking minds. Ossoff was one of the 27 senators who voted against arms sales to Israel and the only Jewish person on the list of potential presidential candidates. He gave a bare minimum speech about it. Yeah, well, I mean, I am more positive to Ossoff than I am towards many of the other people here. AOC, Ossoff, and Pritzker are the three that I'm the least negative towards. Pritzker is Jewish? Jesus Christ, everyone's Jew. Oh my fucking God. Mamdani's Jewish, I hear, from that one rabbi. AOC is Jew. I don't know. When Fetterman went out with the Israeli flag draped over his shoulder, a sane country would have booted him out of government. Yeah, or that one dipshit who wore a fucking fake IDF uniform to Congress. Brian Mast, yeah. Wasn't that Randy Fine? Randy Fine could never fit his fat, disgusting belly into a military uniform of any nationality. No, it was Brian Mast. How does Rahm Emanuel, part of the next generation? He's freaking old. It is kind of funny they put him at the end, too. You know, he looks like a fucking demon ghoul next to everyone else here. Mark Kelly is so funny to look at. Keebler elf ass. What are Bashir's negatives? We literally just saw him be servile to the state of Israel. We just looked at this. Remember how that one Republican senator broke a Marine's arm to prove how much he loves Israel? Yep. Gotta jump in there and really prove it. Generally good on trans rights in Kentucky, mind you, but still a Zionist. I'm almost reaching the point of being a single issue voter when it comes to Zionism. I think it's symptomatic of basically every underlying element of corruption and systematic decline in the United States. Like it is the litmus test. Like Bashir is correct on that one. You know, you can have a bunch of idiosyncrasies and like bad positions in other directions, but your position on Zionism, like there is an almost perfect overlap between the Dems' affinity for Zionism and their complete inability to do anything about the Republicans or fix this country. It's like a signpost for weakness and complicity to the capital class. Symptomatic, not symptomatic. Yeah. Symptomatic. Yeah. Crazy all Trump's cabinet are universally known, but no one remembers Biden's cabinet. Dude, history is not going to remember Biden at all. In the future, you know what people will say of Biden's presidency? They'll say, wait, another president served in between Trump? This will be known as the Trump era. Biden will be a footnote. No one will know or care. What would you talk about during Biden's presidency? Because the most historically relevant thing that he did was mismanage the Gaza genocide. Everything else will be nothing. And the couple billion he diverted towards infrastructural funding? Whatever. Are the bridges not still falling apart? He'll be remembered as a brief and meaningless interruption in the Trump era.